TrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and it just would not be another Friday the 13th without another Friday the 13th movie. That's right, Jason is still hanging out at Crystal Lake, and even though no one goes there anymore, wonder why, two groups decide to go out there and camp.
Hey, I'm not from around here, but I'm looking for my sister. She's gone missing. Have you seen her?
Jane Nissen. She's dead. People go missing around here, they're gone for good.
So 30 years later, the Jason movies, well, they're still around, and I guess we should have known that because they called Friday the 13th Part 4 the final chapter and Friday the 13th Part 5 the new beginning. So over the years, Jason, well, he's been in Manhattan, he's traveled into deep space, and he's even taken on Freddy. But one thing that never ever changes, well, it's always exactly the same. There's gratuitous violence, you know, it's like watching a training video on 101 unique ways to kill people. Then there's those moments of porn that they throw in there because, you know, you can only take so much killing, so they need to, you know, switch it up every once in a while. And of course, there's never really a way to kill out Jason. One thing the movie does prove, though, your mother was so right when she said that being stupid can get you killed. Yes, when someone says hide, it does mean more than just duck down. And if someone says run, well, it does not mean to stand there and scream. So unless you're up for a pointless movie that's already been done like 57 times or whatever, you should probably skip this one. So in our movie night traffic light, Friday the 13th is a red light. Now onto a totally different kind of R-rated movie this week. It's called The International. Clive Owen and Naomi Watts, they're agents trying to expose an international bank for selling weapons and missiles to the bad guys.
2 years ago, we began receiving intelligence regarding the International Bank of Business and Credit. Anyone that's ever been in a position to move against this bank has either ended up dead or disappeared.
You are accusing the world's largest bank of conspiracy and murder.
Now, I was really rooting for Clive in this movie, but sometimes I really didn't know what I was rooting for because these international intrigue kind of movies really confuse me sometimes, and I'm not so sure it's a personal issue as much as it is, you know, I didn't understand the accents or the subtitles or they cut out way too many scenes in the movie, but I do know that 30 minutes of this movie is really sitting on the edge of your seat, couldn't wait to see what was happening next, which was great, and right in the middle of all that was this really cool gunfight. I would like to say the movie had a really great ending, but I'm not exactly sure because I was confused and I didn't know what was happening there either, which means this movie for me was just okay. So on our movie night, Traffic Light, The International is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.